Minutes with Sue Perkins. Listen on the BBC Sounds app.
Here on BBC Radio 3, in an hour's time, it's our regular Saturday afternoon helping of jazz. This week, another chance to hear a programme from earlier in the year. Jamoko Fashola explores South Africa's jazz scene, past and present. That's in J2Z at 5 o'clock today. First, it's time for this week's Music Planet with Lopa Kotari.
Una fiesta se necesita un buen sabor. Póngale picante con sabrosura a este son. Con una nena hermosa que mueva su cuerpo y bien caderón. Saca tu pareja, sácala nomás. No ponga problema y viva a bailar. Es que ella está contenta. Ay, porque ha tomado. Ay, porque ha tomado.
The ever-energetic Colombian band Absalón y Afro-Pacífico, led by Absalón Sinisterra, who delighted us when they came into the studio for Music Planet back in 2019. That was a track from their new album, De Fiesta, an homage to their African roots and the Colombian Pacific coast. And that track specifically, music that imbues the flavours of Afro-Colombian food and drink, including the rather fiery viche, the local moonshine made from sugarcane, so popular that even the police turn a blind eye to it. The album De Fiesta is out now on Absalon's label, Absalon Sinistera. I'm Lopa Katari, and today on Music Planet, we have music from microtonal master Ustad Sami, the last surviving exponent of Surti singing, a song to mark Yom Kippur, one of the most important dates in the Jewish calendar. Our classic artist this week is Alon Stivell, Celtic harp maestro, and we're also heading off to Brazil for a Music Planet road trip to Pará in northern Brazil and its carimbo tradition with guitarist Fabricio Matos as our guide. Right now, here's a track from guqin virtuoso Cheng Yu, who you might recall was our guest in session on the programme in May. Her new album, Longyin the Dragon Chants, is a collaboration with Dennis Kwong Tai Lee, who plays the Xiao flute, and it's due out on ARC Records on the 24th. Longyin is the name given to the guqin that Cheng Yu plays by the famous Dutch diplomat in wartime China and sinologist Robert Hans van Gulik. I'm going to play you a piece called Puan Zhao, Incantation of Puan. It's a serene and meditative song based on a 12th century Buddhist priest called Puan, who was famous for his magical powers.
Thank you.
Cheng Yu and Dennis Kwong Tiai Li, the Gujin and the Xiao flute, a marriage of two ancient Chinese instruments that have long shared a musical conversation. You can see Cheng Yu at London's Rich Mix on the 23rd of September as part of a concert organised by Chinese composer Sun Keiting and the Tangram Artist Collective. Well, next up, a message of love and togetherness. Let love be your guide. It's the title of the debut album from Claudia and Dan Zanes, just released on Smithsonian Folkways. Claudia Zanes is a Haitian-American singer and Dan Zanes, a guitarist and children's performer. And this is the first time that the couple has recorded music together. The album is made up of 14 songs that they felt compelled to write last year as the harsh reality of COVID became apparent. It's about racial justice and the joys of community. I'm going to play the title track of the album, Let Love Be Your Guide, that was inspired by the late Georgia congressman and civil rights activist John Lewis and his op-ed, his opposite editorial, Together You Can Redeem the Soul of Our Nation, that was published in the New York Times on the day of his funeral. This track features Amadou Kouyaté on kora. Claudia and Dan Zanes and the title track from their album Let Love Be Your Guide, recorded last year in Baltimore and out now on Smithsonian Folkways. This is Music Planet with me, Lopa Katari. Still to come, we turn the spotlight on Alain Stivell, French, Breton, Celtic musician who is this week's classic artist. And I bring you more of this month's new releases. But right now, it's time for a virtual trip. And this week, we're taking you to the state of Pará in the north of Brazil to sample the delights of carimbó. Guitarist Fabrício Matos is our guide.
For many years, I've been performing and talking about Brazilian music around the world. One of the most striking aspects of Brazilian culture for non-Brazilians is the mighty presence, to a greater or lesser extent, of three pillars throughout our culture: indigenous, African, and European. These all found in Brazil a home where their often turbulent coexistence has been, for centuries now, taken for granted. For me, one of the most representative styles of Brazilian music that brings these three together in a perfect balance is a style that, even for most Brazilians, is little known: the carimbó of the Amazon. What you are hearing there is a drumming circle, or roda de batucada, in Belém, capital of Pará state in the Amazon. Carimbó, or curimbó, is a word in Tupi, the root of most indigenous languages in Brazil. It means hollow trunk, in reference to the percussion instrument that we've just listened to, whose sound is at the heart of the music. However, in a traditional carimbó ensemble, Africa can also be heard in the sound of the banjo and the accelerated drumming. Europe is present in the sound of the saxophone. Here's an example of this from Mestre Coutinho and local musicians from Icoaraci in the state of Pará, playing a traditional carimbó called Do Lado de Lá Tem Batuque. Music from Mestre Coutinho and local musicians from Icoaraci in the state of Pará. Apart from the sound of the carimbó being a mirror of what constitutes Brazilian culture today, its dance also has its roots in the different continents that have influenced Brazil. Try to imagine this: the gentleman with his open arm surrounds the lady without touching her, in movements that remind us of Portuguese and also indigenous dances. The lady, in turn, goes round and round, armed with a beautiful smile and moving her hips independently of her upper body, while shaking her colorful skirt in the air with such artfulness that makes us believe that the skirt was part of her body since she was born. In this way, the couple elegantly draws in the space an incredibly vibrant image, creating a world of their own. The carimbó has been present in the Amazon, particularly in the Pará state, for many generations. This can be witnessed in this recording of the group Uirapuru, formed of four generations of carimbó musicians. The drumming at the beginning, for instance, is done by Guilherme, who was only 6 years old at the time of this recording.
Eu queria mostrar para vocês um pouco do trabalho do nosso grupo Uirapuru, as quatro gerações.
The group Uirapuru from Marapanim, Pará, playing a traditional local song, describing a beautiful girl dancing the carimbó. In 2009, I played an incredible tour of 87 concerts in Brazil with my dear friend, the guitarist Salomão Habib, a great authority on Amazonian culture. I remember Salomon saying that when he was a child, he used to listen to radios from Central America and the Caribbean, as the signal of these radios was actually better than those from Rio and São Paulo. From the music they heard, instruments such as the electric guitar and styles such as the reggae definitely left their mark on traditional Amazonian music, including the carimbó. When listening to this recording of one of the most well-known carimbós, Sinhá Pureza, composed by Pinduca, it's impossible not to hear that.
Vou ensinar a Sinhá Pureza a dançar o meu sirimbó. Sirimbó que remexe, mexe, sirimbó da minha vovó. Vai dançando, Sinhá Pureza, rebolando, pode requebrar. Carimbó, sirimbó é gostoso em Belém do Pará. Ô lele, ô lalá, e tchudê, carimbó, sirimbó. Carimbó, sirimbó é gostoso em Belém do Pará. Ô lele, ô lalá, e tchudê, carimbó, sirimbó. Carimbó, sirimbó é gostoso em Belém do Pará. Vou ensinar a Sinhá Pureza a dançar meu sirimbó. Sirimbó que remexe, mexe, sirimbó da minha vovó. Vai dançando, Sinhá Pureza, rebolando, pode requebrar. Carimbó, sirimbó é gostoso em Belém do Pará. Ô lelê, ô lalá, isso é carimbó, sirimbó. Carimbó, sirimbó é gostoso em Belém do Pará. Ô lelê, ô lalá, isso é carimbó, sirimbó. Carimbó, sirimbó é gostoso em Belém do Pará.
Simão!
At the other end of the spectrum, there's a wonderful new generation of singers who have been exploring the central melodic possibilities of carimbó. One of these is Patrícia Bastos, an Amazonian singer born in the state of Amapá and owner of a voice that has a very particular character. It resonates much more to the frequencies of her native land rather than to mass-produced international singing styles. The song Demônio de Batom, or The Devil Wears Lipstick, by Dancho Zetti and Joãozinho Gomes, is a good example of this relatively new side of the genre, counting with a modern arrangement and Patrícia's unique colors.
Se te beijo a boca, me dissolves. Se me beijas a face, eu te perdoo. Se te roubo um beijo, me absolves. Se te beijo o torso, tu me adoças. Se me beijas a nuca, eu me contorço. Se te beijo o ventre, me almoça. Se me beijas o torso, és almoço. O beijo é um bicho bom. É o leão que habita a gente. É um demônio de batom. Nós dois de lábios quentes. O beijo, beijo.
Demônio de Batom, a carimbó in a more modern style, from singer Patrícia Bastos. The Amazon gave birth to some of the most creative musicians and performers of Brazilian music. One of these is undoubtedly Sebastião Tapajós, a classical guitarist born in the town of Santarém. Tapajós rose to international fame after moving to Germany some decades ago and toured the world representing modern Brazilian music, particularly from his beloved Amazon. His creative power can be heard in this piece called Catirimbó, where he translates the rhythmic and melodic structure of the carimbó to the intricate technique of the classical guitar. The result is a breathtaking and extremely fresh approach to this very popular instrument, and you can hear some innovative percussive effects that are still a great challenge to anyone who tries to play his wonderful compositions on the guitar. That was Catirimbó by Sebastião Tapajós. The success of Sebastião Tapajós in bringing the carimbó to the world has attracted many others to further explore the possibilities of the genre. One of these is my dear friend Salomão Habib, who I talked about earlier. We'll end with a piece by him, inspired by the rhythm of people preparing with mortar and pestle the quintessential Amazonian paste of açaí berries. Here is Amassando Açaí, or Kneading the Açaí. Yours truly is the performer. You've been listening to me, Fabrício Matos, with a Music Planet road trip to Brazil's Amazon region. Thank you for listening, and até logo. Thank you.
leading the Acai Berry, a carimbo by Salamao Habib, played by Fabricio Matos, who was also our guide on that road trip to Brazil. And so from Brazil, we make our way over to Chile. Tatiana Pasi Lucero, a.k.a. La Tati, is a Chilean ethnomusicologist turned multi-instrumentalist, composer and singer with a sweet, sweet voice. Having travelled all over Latin America, absorbing the multitude of music traditions and cultures, La Tati has brought out a double CD called Quila Folk and Pop, which I believe is her debut solo release. Quila is the word for three in Mapundungun, the Mapuche Chilean First Nations language, chosen by her because three is the signature rhythm of the album. This is El Naufrago Infeliz, the unhappy castaway. Chile's La Tati and El Naufrago Infeliz from her album Quila. And now for this week's classic artist, Alan Stivell, a master of the Celtic harp, a player of the Scottish bagpipes, the double-reeded conical oboe called a bombarde, and much more. Now in his late 70s, Stivell's been performing in public for six decades. Yes, since he was just 11. His passion and interest in Breton music came from his father, who was a civil servant by day, but a craftsman by night. His father was the man responsible for rediscovering the Celtic harp of the Middle Ages and bringing it back to life. Well, Stivell, like his father, was fascinated by Breton traditions and loved the sense of adventure, finding new sounds and styles of playing. And so Celtic rock was born. I've got a couple of tracks for you. The first is a bit of classic Celtic rock from 1973, not long after Stivell's hugely successful gig at Paris's famous Olympia Theatre. The recording of that gig sold over 1.5 million copies. The second song you're going to hear is one he did much later, in 1998 with Youssou N'Dour, and it's on his album Un Douar, One Earth, his most international album, in which Stivell also worked with Khalid, Simple Minds' Jim Kerr and Paddy Maloney of The Chieftains. So here's Alan Stivell and Three Martolod, Three Young Sailors, followed by a United Earth one featuring Youssou N'Dour.
Three Martolod, you want tra-la-la.
Alan Stivell, Celtic rocker and music adventurer, our classic artist on Music Planet this week. This Wednesday evening, the 15th of September, the most solemn day of the Jewish calendar begins, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. In the immediate aftermath of the Holocaust, a Jewish refugee who had escaped to Kazakhstan, Soviet Central Asia, wrote a satirical song called Yom Kippur Without the Fascists, a celebration of the holiest day of the Jewish calendar, infused with raw anger at the fascism that saw their lives upturned. There's a long but fascinating story behind how this song and hundreds of others that had been confiscated by the Soviet authorities and thought lost in the aftermath of the Second World War were found. But essentially, it's part of the Yiddish Glory project led by Anna Sternschiss, a professor at the University of Toronto. The first part of the project, Yiddish Glory, The Last Songs of World War II, was released on Six Degrees in 2018 and got them a Grammy nomination. Yiddish Glory, Yom Kippur Without the Fascists is the follow-up single. Sternschiss recorded it with Soy Korolenko, a Russian-born Yiddish singer, and it's been released on Six Degrees Records to mark Yom Kippur this year.
A jór schlugnir mit Hitlern kapurs. A so fanegt sie alle Leib, alle Zures. A fion kieper mit der Sander kapure hun. In a psim chesteure mit der Brennen wie a Lichtl in der Täubt in jedna Feierkopf nur mit Nein. Alle schreien, sollt ihr euch dabei. Sag aber Russi, sag alle Fussi. Sag Faschistl, jäle.
Yom Kippur Without the Fascists, out now as a single on 6 Degrees. And in case you're interested, my producer today, Michael Rossi, is actually making a documentary about these Yiddish songs in Central Asia with Anna Stanshis and Soik Korolenko that's due to be aired early next year. So watch this space. Well, that is it for this week. My goodness, doesn't an hour go fast? Next week, Catherine Tickell returns to the helm with an interview with Scott Beretta about the Matchbox Blue Master series, blues recordings from the 1920s and 30s. To play us out this afternoon, it's the extraordinary septuagenarian Ustad Sami. He lives in Pakistan and has spent his life mastering the nuances of Surti, a spiritual music of which he is the only living exponent. This is music that predates the Islamic era heralded by the Prophet Muhammad. On the 1st of October, Glitterbeat Records is releasing Ustad Sami's third album, East Pakistan Sky, that producer Ian Brennan describes as even more immersive than his first two offerings. The album consists of just two tracks, one of which is almost 30 minutes long. So we'll end Music Planet today with the shorter of the two, Prayer for Peace. The perfect plea, perhaps, for the times we're living in. Goodbye.
Pakistani Sotri musician Ustad Sami, ending this week's edition of Music Planet, which was presented by Lopa Kothari. The producer was Michael Rossi. This is BBC Radio 3. This Saturday afternoon, it's 5 o'clock, and time for J to Z. This week, another chance to hear a programme first broadcast in April this year.
Welcome, I'm Jumoke Fashola, and on the show today, we're exploring South Africa's vibrant jazz scene, past and present. Let's get started with a lawyer turned award-winning jazz musician, Sisonke Konti. This is Noma Lungelo.
I'm